Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Today we're going to be really digging in, and we got some great guest panelists. Just look forward to what's coming ahead for you, because I'm telling you, tonight is going to be a very, very, very informative night. Tonight we're going to be talking about how do I formulate a game plan and what steps should I take. But before we get started, you know, as we always do here at Hip Hop National, we cover our show. So let's do that first. Lord, please give us the direction as we go into this topic, talking about this business of music, trying to help connect the dots for all the unsigned individual who's trying to get into this business. We ask that you empower them with your strength from you and continue going forward as they try to get into this thing full-fledged. We ask that you give them the support in Jesus' name. Amen. Lady Di, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. We got some wonderful guests tonight. Just want to let you know I'm going to open up their lines, and I'll let them tell you who they are and what they've done. I'm going to start with you, Norm, and then I'm going to go to Bruce. If you guys would just keep it short and brief, let's go for it. Ready, set, go. Norm,
okay.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing? My pleasure.
Pretty good.
Okay. My name is Norm Eisenberg. I'm from Miami, Florida, and my company is called Safeguard MediSystem, the key to life. Well, basically, right now, I'm in a more or less self-invented business where I invented a portable medical chip that can save your life. It can be a piece of jewelry, it can be a keychain, it can be a credit card in your wallet, and it holds all of your medical records, from everything from x-rays, EKGs, blood tests, anything past and present that's wrong with you, and especially talking about cardiology, wound care, diabetes, and more importantly, today's drug problem, we have a drug program on there also that can help people get off the heavy drugs and get onto some lighter stuff and eventually break away from it.
Okay. I mean, we'll get back into that in just a minute, and then I'm going to also bring in Bruce real quick, okay?
Sure.
Bruce, if you would, sir, go ahead. Tell.
Yeah, how are you?
Doing pretty good. If you would tell him your
doing
name.
Good. Yeah, Bruce Anderson, originally from Richmond, Virginia, but I reside in South Florida in Fort Lauderdale. Right now, my company, my school studio is Full Circle Martial Arts.
Okay, great. All right, as I was alluding to earlier tonight, we're going to be talking about how do I formulate a game plan and what steps should I take. You're probably saying, what do these guys have to do with the music business? Well, music and business is all the same thing. It takes steps to get in plan to get your business off and running. These guys are very successful at what they do, and you'll find out that it's very related because you'll see the type of people and caliber that they work around and within the circles that they work within. Lady Di, I'm going to turn the floor over to you. I just wanted to say that. You have the floor.
Welcome, gentlemen. We're so glad that you had an opportunity to come and spend a little time with us. We know that you all have hectic schedules, and we're delighted to have you. So thank you for being here. Norm, you were all fired up and kind of underway and ready to jump right into it. So go ahead and let us know what you think about the subject matter.
Well, the subject matter, very honestly, I can attest to two things. One, you definitely do need a plan. You have to work your plan and plan what you work. And my company was formed out of a surgeon's mistake where he couldn't read his own handwriting, And instead of opening my neck for 2 inches, he opened my entire spine and caused me to have 75 metal rods put in my back. And laying in bed for over 7 months, I couldn't do anything, so he came up with the idea of having other people not have the same fate happen to them, and I invented this portable medical chip, which holds all your records on it. It's like a USB chip, but it's a specially designed one that's waterproof, and there are 18 different designs. And through the past 5 years, with just step-by-step planning how I was going to go about it, marketing it, we now have 35 distributors in 9 countries selling the product, both on Internet, on eBay, and in the brick-and-mortar stores, and basically just talking to people and selling it. And it's a product that can save your life.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Bruce?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing good. Better than I'm talking to you now. It's finally nice to heard so much about you. Finally get to speak with you. That's a good day.
Yes. Okay. Well, I feel the same way. And I want to kind of the layout of the show, just to kind of let you guys know, is we open up with introductions that we've done, and now we're going to your open remarks and kind of your open thought about the subject matter. And then we begin to dig in. I'll ask you both some questions, and then we'll listen to some great music at the break and pay bills. Of course, we have to do that. And we'll have hot topics right at the half of the show. It's where we get to talk about anything that's going on around the world. And, again, you get to participate and interact and give your feedback and thought around it. And then we go back into our subject matter. And then at the end of the show, we give an opportunity to really let you tell the audience how they can stay connected and interested in your own projects and things of that matter. And you can give out all your information at the end of the show, with the exception of your personal phone number for security reasons. And we do what we call our round robin wrap-up at the end, and that's kind of the format of our show. So I'm so glad that you're here. So, Bruce, I want to find out your opening thoughts about tonight's topic.
Okay, well, you know, having I was told this is sort of the same kind of a different phrase than what Norman used, but I was told very, very young when I got into the business aspect of what I do, and I was real simple. Hey, you fail to plan to fail, and it's that simple. I started out at the age of 12 as a competitive martial artist. I moved to South Florida and continued to train in martial arts. However, I wanted to be in the medical field, so I was going to school for physical therapy, but to make a long story short, I took a part while I was, you know, going to school. I took a job as a personal trainer. Started working at 20, 21 years old working as a trainer, but then realizing that, hey, the guy, my manager, the guy that's not working as a trainer, but he's running these clubs, you know, he's working the same hours, wearing the same uniform, only one thing. He's making, you know, 5 times more money than I'm making. So I very quickly, at the age of 23, got on the other side of the business. So instead of training, I got into health club and sports club management. I was hired by ACS, which back in the 90s, American Club Systems, was the largest health club consulting firm in the world. And they taught me the A's and Z's, A to Z, from start to finish, how to run any type of health club, sports club, gym, whatever. And I worked independently for two or three different major corporations. I own my own martial arts school. And along throughout all this time, I'm still training in martial arts. And I successfully ran so many major sports clubs that now at the age of 38, while I was 37, I go from running sports clubs and training normal people to now I am and have been for the last 2 years training professional athletes, boxers, MMA, and most recently in the last 6 months, I'm working for Don King as a promoter and a manager, working under him here in South Florida, under his management team, with Guillermo Jones, who is the world cruiserweight champ of the world. So for me, going from gyms to, you know, professional boxing, and from, you know, health club management to, you know, working with, you know, a mogul and a guru such as, you know, the King organization and professionals, that's, you know, that didn't happen overnight. It took me, I've been in the business now 19 years. It took me 19 years of one thing led to the other, because that he's not a person, and professional boxing or professional sports is not a business that you just wake up and go into. And you certainly don't walk into Mr., you know, his office and just walk in one day and say, hey, I'm here to do some business. No, no, no. You have to be able to show them in black and white with no gray the business plan, that this is what works, this is what doesn't work. This is what makes money, this is what loses money. If you do it this way, you'll do good. If you don't, you won't. And what I was able to do, unlike a lot of people, was I was able to go in there and show him 15, 16 years worth of pay stubs, business cards, spreadsheets, sales sheets. Everyone else can talk, I can show you. So right there, I don't have to say no more. I can show you right there on a pay stub and a stat sheet. And again, I tell everyone, hey, I'm not the smart guy that came up with the systems. I'm not the guy that invented them, but I'm smart enough to follow the systems. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. And systems are in a place, are in place for a reason. But again, it all goes back to planning. Everything these guys do, from the business end for me to the coaching end, and the whole day, from the minute you get up to the time you go to bed, everything is pre-planned. End of story.
I love that. Wow, that is a mouthful. Thank you so much for your opening comments. That really hit home. And, you know, if you're just now tuning in, I mean, that is what we're talking about, you know, the game plan and how to really format this step-by-step process that we will be digging our way through throughout the night. And, of course, as always, we have the most superstars that this side of heaven has ever seen on the show. We have a great panel tonight with Norm and both Bruce, who, as you can hear from the introduction and opening remarks, they bring such a plethora of experience and the networking piece of it and their knowledge and experience, again, that they bring tonight will be very helpful for all of our aspiring unsigned artists who are listening in. So if you haven't done so, take this time to get your pen and paper. You know, I always tell you to be like a sponge, absorb it all in, soak everything in that these gentlemen have to offer tonight. And if you're dialing in at 213-559-2995, simply press the number 1 if you'd like to ask a question or you have a comment tonight. You know, we do the show for you. This is where you can grow and learn, and we're happy, 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 happy to have you both on again. And, of course, big shouts out to our chat room. For those of you who have logged in to www.blogtalkradio.com with the / the Hip Hop National Radio. I am your hostess with the most, the lovely lady Di, alongside Poetic, our visionary and founder, and of course, Myra Morris is always in the background holding us down. She is our CEO of the Hip Hop National Magazine, which the new edition will be out soon. If you've not had a chance to look at it and you're near your computer, log on to www.hiphopnational.com and take a peek. There's lots of things you can do out there. Not only can you see the magazine, but you can hit the donate button. You believe in the movement and want to be a huge support. And for those of you who have just heard about the Jam It or Slam It, it was amazing, to say the least. And it's time for us to start gearing up for the next edition. So make sure that you get out there and you log on and log in and sign up. So, all right, let us continue in such a great topic and discussion. I want to bounce to you, Norm. I heard that we lost you for a minute, but I understand you're back. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm on a cell and it just died for a minute, but we're back.
All right, excellent. You know, when we think about the game plan, because what I always say to our fantastic experts like you and Bruce is, talk to us like we're a 2-year-old. So when we talk about game plans, because oftentimes these are new artists, you know, when you hear that word, no matter what industry you're in, what walk of life you're in, what comes to mind? And I guess if you had to break it down, what would a game plan look like? Because I think in order for us to build towards something and have a step-by-step process, we have to know what it is.
All right, well, very simple.
Uh-oh, did we lose you?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You lost him.
Same question to you, why he logged back in, Bruce. You know, if we had to start having a point and had to talk about, you know, what a game plan is, what would you render to the audience?
Well, a game plan, see, here's the thing with a game plan. Everybody, and be it in Miami, you know, I've had to learn this, and I'm not too proud to say, that's why people deal with me, because I'm not too proud to say I've had to learn things the hard way. You know, when you say the word game plan, well, let's break it down, okay? A lot of people are into playing games, and everybody's always got a plan. Now, whether that plan is in your best interest or not, hey, that remains to be seen. But it doesn't change the fact that a lot of people, there's a lot of game running, and there's a lot of planning going on, and everyone's got a plan, but not everyone's plan works out. Now, are you going to be the guy that's making the game plan, or are you going to be the dude that's getting the game ran, the plan ran on, okay? That's where you got to fit, and there, anything else in between that is all gray. Everything's got to be black and white. So here's my answer to that. Here's what I had to learn, because I fell victim to both back in the day, is that in order to have an effective game plan, and it not be a game and it be all business, okay, and it not be a plan, you turn that plan into reality, is you got to stand out. You got to be different. You got to go against the grain and do things that people don't want to do. You got to get up a little bit earlier. You got to stay a little bit late. You got to wear your hair a little bit crazier. You got to say something that people, hey, you know, you grew up your whole life. Don't say that. Don't say this. Hey, you know, look at all the people that, you know, that has stood for something. And, you know, whether they're around or not, whether they went down, but they went down, but they're still being talked about years later because they stood for something. When you're coming up with a game plan for what you're doing, first of all, what do you stand for? What are you about? Are you about politics? Are you about, you know, your environment? Are you about, you know, the system? About, you know, how things are going on, you know, in the country? Are you a ladies man? You know, back in the day, you know, in the early rap, 80s, which I used to work a lot with those guys. You know, you had, you know, like Public Enemy. You had KRS-One with Boogie Down Productions. You know, they were politically rapping, you know. But then, boom, you switch to the other side, you had Big Daddy Kane. You know, Steve was rapping straight to the ladies, you know. So you got to figure out which lane you want to go in. Then once you get in that lane, you take it from there. So, again, game plan can mean many things, but bottom line is that in order to even be relative and be on the scene, you got to be different and have a different mindset and whole nother drive, because otherwise you'll just look like and be like everyone else in the crowd. And just like in rap or in anything else, we all know that being just like everyone else doesn't get you anywhere. End of story.
All right, and I like how you all that in the bag of chips. You just be like, end of story. That's the way you just signing off. Next question. I like that. You all right with me? I'm glad you're on. You giving the wisdom and knowledge, and we believe in you, keeping it raw and keeping it real. So thank you for being so transparent and really giving them information that I call it news they can use.
That's right.
And you know, so I appreciate you. I really, really do. You know, Poetic,
I appreciate you having me on.
Yes. Poetic, you also have a lot of great insight around this subject matter, and I do not want to slight you at all. So I want to be able to actually engage you in this discussion as well. What are your thoughts when you hear the word game plan? Because I know you have a game plan for, you know, this radio show in its format. You know, what does a game plan really look like to you, Poetic?
Well, just as Bruce was just saying a few minutes ago, is you get up every day and every night. You dig in day after day, night after night. You have to take it very serious. You have to really come to a point where you have to differentiate yourself from everybody else, because it's a brand that you're trying to create. You have to know who it is that you're targeting. You lay that out, and you look at who you're trying to reach. And you have to make sure at the end of the day, once you reach them, the music that you're conveying to them is music that could sell across all forms of media so other people can get it that you wasn't trying to reach in your target. But you definitely have a target in mind. And then once you do that, you start developing all the content around what you need to do and start, you know, making the stuff that you want to reach them with effectively.
I like that. Okay, Poetic, I see you. See, you know, and you know what happened. You know, you my brother from another mother, so I can give you a hard time. But you know what happened is when you up there in good company, you step your game up. I hear you, Poetic. You sound like a chiming in. You done let old Bruce and Norm got on here and motivated you. Go ahead, Poetic. That's what I'm talking about. So for those of you who are just joining, you are definitely locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. You know, I am on with some fine gentlemen who are just kicking the wisdom and knowledge to us. We're so glad that you have joined. We want to hear from you, so please dial in at 213-559-2995. And those of you listening in, I know you have questions, and some of you are already on your way up the ladder. So please share some of your experiences by pressing the number one if you're already logged on to the line. And then if you are logged into the web, www.blogtalkradio.com /hiphopnationalradio is how you connect with us. And so, again, we're definitely glad that everyone has joined us. This is our Family, Friends, and Friday edition, and that's where we get to have a great old time. We're going to be slowly but surely going to break and paying a few bills, and we definitely want you to stick around because we will be listening to some wonderful music. So, Poetic is always being producer extraordinaire, so I'm always trying to juggle three or four balls at one time. So, before we go to break, I just wanted to put another question out there on the floor that I'm sure a lot of people are wondering. You know, when do you know when it's time to change that game plan? You know, sometimes you really have that vision, you have that drive, but there's something missing, and it's time to just do something different. And I just want to ask the expert on the line, you know, when is a good checkpoint, a time for them to reevaluate things and maybe do something a little different so they're not doing what people call insanity, doing the same thing except expecting a different result? Your thoughts on that, Bruce?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, kind of like I'm not even going to touch the subject of these two people, but you know that old saying, lady, die, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity, right? And just so when things are, you know, if you only have so much experience in a certain avenue of business, let's say rap music, since we're talking about the music business, if you only have been around, you've only walked planet Earth so many days, it's just you're not going to be able to know how to do things that someone else that has already been down that road will know. So you got either two choices. You got either the opportunity to just step in and go to someone that and ask for help and put your ego in check and humble yourself and go ask the man that's been down the road that you're traveling, hey, listen, what is it that I can do different? Well, you can do that or do like what we call, hey, the know-it-alls. I've gotten where I've gotten in life because I've lived by one motto, and it's this. And it's on my Facebook page. It's everywhere I go because people now, they know it. And it's this: I know a lot, but I'm not a know-it-all. And people don't want to deal with know-it-alls, especially when you ain't done nothing. You ain't got no name, no record. You ain't got no deal. You ain't got no money, but you know everything. Nobody wants to deal with nobody like that. So the way that you got to change it up is you got to do something that stands out from everyone else. And sometimes seeking the advice of someone that's older and wiser and already been down that road, that doesn't mean you're stupid. That means you're smart. That doesn't mean, it's foolish not to consult with those who have already been down. And that's where a lot of these young artists today, they don't, I watch the television shows and they talk, and, the kids these days, they don't even, if you're going to try to do something and lead a road going forward, you need to know what started it, what came before. I was talking to a guy the other day because I used to do security when I was college in Virginia, where I'm from, and I used to do security at a nightclub, and every Saturday we had old school hip-hop night. And I got pictures of me and Dougie Fresh and Houdini and KRS-One, and I'm showing them to these guys. And I'm 38, and these kids are like, in the early 30s. They didn't even know who they were. And I'm like, you don't even know. I said, these guys were from the 80s. So I started talking to them about 90s rap. They don't even know anything about 90s rap. Like, the oldest rap they know is, like, Ja Rule or something. I said, no. I said, you got to take it back to, Grandmaster Flash and the message. The song, the message was the name of the song, but the message was a message. The message has always been the same. There's, in order to be relevant and be on the scene and know what's going on, you got to know and you got to respect and you got to give props to the people that made the way for us to even be having this conversation right now online right now. And I think that's where a lot of people fall short, is they don't know where they get too caught up in themselves and don't look and seek for help from people that have been. You know what? If I was in the business, I would go to someone like Eric Parrish from EMPMD. Or one of these, or Eric B and Rocky. I'd go with it, because back then no one owned their own record label. It ain't like Cash Money Records or Rockefeller with Jay-Z, where these guys, they own their own record deals, they own their own record labels, they make all the money. Back then those guys they spun tracks on other people's labels, and everyone else got rich off of them. So you can go to one of those guys and they'll spit the game out for you from A to Z. But you can't go to that dude if you don't even know who the guy is. So, you already starting off on the wrong foot in my book. Now, I'm no expert, but at the same time, business is business. Modesty is modesty, and stupidity is stupidity across the board, no matter what. End of story.
I love that in the story. I'm about to steal that one. Keep that in my back pocket. You just do it like you remind me of who was it, Coming to America? He dropped the mic. You just be like, in the story. I like that. That is the business. For those of you who are just tuning in, you're locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. I am your girl, Lady Di, your hostess with the mostest. We have an amazing show, and as you can hear, lots of experience, wisdom, and knowledge all bundled up into one. What a heck of a combination. Poetic, I want to, again, engage you. You sounding all official tonight. I'm feeling that, my brother. Listen, what are your thoughts? Because he's been so on point. Bruce is just all of that in there, son. But are there anything, are there things out there as you were listening that came to mind that made you want to chime in about anything that he said?
Yes, definitely. He alluded to some of the history of hip-hop and some of the people that has came before some of the artists today. Well, definitely he's on point with this. If you want to know, you want to set up for your future, and you want to do get some of the same kind of results that those guys have done before you, what you need to do is look at how they did it and look at their strategy and see how you can implement that kind of strategy within your process of what you're trying to accomplish. So definitely he's on point with that.
All right. Short, sweet, and hard to beat. I love that. Well, it is time, as promised, at the bottom of the hour for us to go to break. But on the other side, much more hot topics, great discussion, and good subject matter, so you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be back on the other side in just a moment. You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ValderBeebeShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
It's your girl, Lady Di, holding it down with the infamous Poetic right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. It is your hostess with the mostest, your girl, the lovely Lady Di, alongside Poetic, our visionary and founder. And, of course, my remorse is always in the background holding us down. Wow, we've had a fantastic time here at Hip Hop National, and tonight is no different. We have on with us Bruce, who has just been really, really taking some knowledge. I know I've been over here just really taking down some notes, and I understand Mia has joined the line. Please open up Mia's line. Welcome.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, my Hip Hop National family. How is everybody?
We're doing so much better now that you've joined us. How are you?
I'm fabulous, as you know I am. And I know you're fabulous, too. It's such a blessing to hear everyone's voice and knowing that we're continuing on this journey. So it's like a great show for tonight about how to formulate a game plan. I'm very interested
yes.
in this stuff. I have a lot to offer, so.
Well, good. Well, we can't wait for you to offer it. So with no further ado, why don't you let everybody know who you are, where you reside, and who you represent, and then let me get your take on tonight's topic since you have so much to offer. There is no time like the present, my dear. Go ahead, Mia.
Good evening. My name is Mia McKinney. I am the marketing PR director for BD4 International. I live in Las Vegas, but I live in Los Angeles, but we're based out of Las Vegas. But we have offices in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, China, and a couple other cities. But our main hub is Las Vegas.
Excellent. Well, as you have heard, we have been talking about a game plan and how you formulate that and kind of the process and the step-by-step and how you execute accordingly. And we definitely want to get you to chime in and tell us what your thoughts are about that. Go ahead, Mia.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially if it's a person in the arts, because, you know, we deal with the entertainment field, you know, and we get a lot of new artists or artists that have been in the game for a minute, and they comeback and they say they want to make a comeback, and they say they need a plan. So you want to find out where they are with their craft. What have they done? What have you done? Look back upon yourself. What have you done? Because when you want to show something to an investor or somebody, you want to say, I have done X, Y, and Z, and these are the results that I have incurred from doing X, Y, and Z. Not only do you want to tell people what you're looking to do or put down your game plan of what you're looking to do, you need to have a solution to what you've done so far and why it's worked. That's how you get your base and how you get people to raise your eyebrows. You just can't walk up to somebody and say, hey, this is what I want to do. And they'll be like, okay.
Right.
They need to know why you want to do it and what have you done so far and why would I want to even invest my time to even get other people involved. So you have to have something, you have to have something cooking in the kitchen before you put it on the plate, for lack of a better word. And it better smell good before they taste it. And
y'all add to my swagger tonight because I am definitely taking good notes. I like that. I do. Mia, it's always a pleasure having you on. We'll be back to you in a moment. I understand Dante has joined the line. Good evening, Mr. Dante. Are you talking to us on mute, Dante? Because we can't hear you. Dante? Poetic, is his line open? Okay, I guess I lost Poetic, too, unless he's having a poetic moment, which he does quite often.
No, when you called on Dante, I just went to screen the line. Somebody had put their line up. I apologize.
Okay, so is Dante available or not?
His line is wide open. He just, I guess, he raised his hand, but I guess he's not ready. Okay?
Not a problem. Well, Bruce, you know, I'm going to go back to the man that I know is always ready. As we continue our discussion about formulating this game plan, so you've broken it down very eloquently as to what a game plan is. Now, we want to talk about how we intelligently set ourselves up for success in sticking
right
to the game plan and executing upon it accordingly. So help us out. I'm
right
going to allow you to lead this part of the discussion. Go ahead, Bruce.
Okay. Here's one thing that, I grew up quick and I'm around. I've always made it a point to surround myself with people that are better than me. And that's the only reason I've got to where I was. You know, it's a lot of people, they always want to be the man and they want to be the best person. They want to be the top dog in whatever arena of life it is. But, you know, it's me being a career martial artist, and even though that's not what I'm doing for a living now, you know, you can never be the biggest guy on the block. You can never be the toughest, the baddest, the biggest. There's always somebody bigger and badder than you. As long as you know that, you'll always keep things in perspective. But my point I'm trying to link to that is that a lot of guys come in. I mean, I'm not saying guys as in men. I'm just saying people in general. A lot, especially this younger generation. And I'm not. You know, I'm kind of an old soul. I feel like I've certainly walked this earth before. And one thing I see, especially with these young professional fighters that I'm around a lot with now, is that it's almost like you're your children. Like when they come home and they tell you a fib or something, they act like you were never a child once, you know, like. So I see a lot of people in the entertainment industry across the board, they act as if what they're saying, doing, the way they're dressing, the way they're, you know, making you money or making you lose money, they act like they're the first ones that's done it. What they don't realize is that Not the only thing that changes is the fads. Things are the same way they were back in the 50s and 60s with Berry Gordy and Motown, and you're moving into the 70s and in the 80s music era and 90s and now and everything. You know, music is music. Like the OJ's choreographer always told the OJ's, he goes, you know, It's good to have a hit song, but it's better to have a hit act, okay? Because anybody can be a one-hit wonder. VH1 they make weekend shows out of one-hit wonders of the 80s, one-hit wonders of the 90s. Anyone can be a one-hit wonder. Anyone can come up with something one time, but can you do it again? What can you do that makes you different than the other guy? What is going to make this executive in L.A., Las Vegas, Miami, where I'm at, why are they going to choose you other than them? And when you go to these people, you got to realize that, what you're trying to sell to them, you've been with somebody that's in the business 20, 30 years, man, they haven't seen it all. The only thing that's changed is the hairstyle. You know, so like my district manager that taught in sales management that taught me when I was coming up, you know, he always told me, he goes, Bruce, remember, let me tell you something, man. He said, don't ever think, because I used to, you know, my email address has this funny nickname, and people think it means one thing, but it has to do with the amount of sales I used to bust out. But anyway, he used to say, listen, no matter that's your nickname, they used to call me Bruce Banger. And they said, you know, yeah, you're the banger, because they used to leave and they come back the next day, I made all these sales. They say, Bruce, but you know what? Don't you ever get too comfortable with that name nor that reputation or whatever. He goes, well, let me tell you this. Always know this. The man that you work for that's standing in front of you, there's always a dude standing behind you telling the guy in front of you that he can do your job better, faster, quicker, and for less pay. So you know what? You got to be on top of your game 24/7. When I used to be driving home at night at 10 o'clock at night, and I'd call my district manager, my cash goal every day at the time was like $5,000 for the day for sales. I'd have a $7,500 night. I call him on the cell phone. I'm driving home. They're like, hey, Chris, how you doing, man? Hey, listen, man, I didn't only do $5,000 today. I did $7,500. He'd be like, wow, that's great. He goes, how do you feel, Bruce? I said, oh, I feel great. That's the way. He goes, how are you almost home? I said, man, I'll be home in like 5 minutes. Why, what's up? He goes, no, nothing. He goes, I just want you to know something. I said, what? And I'm like 23 at the time. He said, Bruce, he goes, enjoy this conversation and enjoy that sale, that big record sales day tonight. Because you know what, dude? When you hang up the phone with me and I'm going to bed, because I'm already in bed and you're about to walk in and go to bed, the day is over. And when you walk back into that office tomorrow, my friend, you know where that board is at? It's back at zero. So, you know, in a fight, you're only as good as your last day of training. In business, you're only as good as your last sale. In the music business, you're only as good as your last record. You know, you can't live off of what you did 10, 20 years ago. So when these new people are coming up with these agents and people that have been in the business and scout, you know, what are you going to show, especially when music was used back in the 70s and 80s? I mean, I'm just stuck in that era. When you know, back in the 60s, what are you going to show? I mean, even, you know, Berry Gordy's got a, you know, his son is the lead singer of that new group, LMFAO. A lot of people don't know that. The dude is good. Wears the funny hair. That's Berry Gordy's youngest son. And, you know, he, what his son is doing with that group is very funny and entertaining and stuff, but there's nobody walking the face of this planet that's going to impress Berry Gordy. Why? Because, number one, anyone that was anyone pretty much that was with him has already passed away. Michael Jackson, there'd be several things you never see in your lifetime. Michael Jackson's one of them. You'll never see another guy like him ever. You'll never see another Elvis Presley. You'll never see another James Brown. These people are gone for good. Their style, you can't mimic what they did. So when you go into someone that even used to work like at Motown or any of these other places, who are you going to impress? They done seen the biggest and best their entire life. This lady that's speaking from Los Angeles or whatever, I don't know what she does, but I'm sure she doesn't impress easily. So when you step to her or any of these people, you got to know that, number one, you're not the only guy you're not the only act that they've ever seen. You're not going to be the first, and you certainly aren't going to be the last. So talking about being prepared, I always tell people, you know what? If you're going to go up there half, you know what? When you go into a fight, if you're not 100%, don't go at all. If you're not ready to step correct, don't step at all. Because you in the business, certainly in my business, in most businesses, there is no second chance. If you get one shot, you're lucky. Most people never get that one shot. But if you get that one shot, man, don't mess it up, because you may most likely never get it again. End of story.
That is awesome. I love it. I love it. I'm so glad that you're on tonight. I understand that Mr. Miami Black joined the line. Was I correct?
Pardon me? Yes, absolutely.
Hi, Mr. Black. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely splendid, absolutely good. Enjoying tonight's conversation. I'm taking a back seat, and I'm listening, and I'm taking a lot in. And you know what? From all that I have heard on tonight's show, it tells me that you have to be focused and motivated, and you have to have ambition, and you have to take pride in what it is that you do as an individual, and you have to master your craft before you present it.
I like that. Well said. For those folks who are just joining for the first time tonight, Mr. Black, why don't you introduce yourself and let people know who you are?
I am the CEO of Mixtape Producers. Started Mixtape Producers back in 2006. I have been in radio since I was 14 years old. I started in L.A. working at KJLH, Stevie Wonder's radio station. I started off as a gopher. You know what that means in the industry as far as radio is the guy that goes to get the coffee. And back in the day, we had cart tapes that you had to erase and load so that the DJs could actually put the commercials on the cart tapes, and that's what I did. I cleaned those cart tapes and made sure that they were clean for the producers to go and do their commercials on it. And I started from the bottom, actually, at a very young age, but I learned a lot about the operational, about how, to operate the actual radio station, just by learning, starting off as a gopher at a very young age. So I've been around the industry for a very, very, very long time. And, you know, I actually started my own thing in 2006 and partnered up with some very inspiring individuals, good inspired people that I was inspired by that are already in the industry, like Too Short. They kind of took me under their wing and everything, and I went ahead and, came up with different concepts to launch my stuff independently. And, you know, I started a movement coalition, which consists of a lot of major artists that you hear today. And what we did was formed a institution where we can actually have our own music distributed internationally, and so that's what we're kind of working on right now. But like I said, it's awesome, I do have the support of the industry, and we're just moving forward.
That is awesome. You know, it's always a delight to have you on. I love it. The people who are on, you're so well connected and so down to earth, and I believe, you know, people have an opportunity to learn and grow for what you have to offer, because it is so real, you know, putting it as simplistic as I know how. Nia, you know, I wanna go to you, because I mean, can we just be honest for a minute? Because the big elephant in the room says that for the most part, there are a lot of people who don't have a game plan. They don't. You know, they are fortunate enough to fall into being in the right place at the right time, or, you know, something finally fell their way. But that is more of the exception and not the rule. So how important is it for people to not only have this game plan that we're talking about, but execute accordingly, as I like to say, you know, following the steps that we're going to start talking about here in a minute? How important is this game plan at this particular point in the game? Mia?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the game plan. Everybody get a pen and paper. Let's write down what an outline of a game plan is. All y'all listeners, I'm going to give you a count of five. Get a pen and paper. One, two, three, four, five. All right, y'all ready? Hello?
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
so here. First of all, you have to see yourself as a product. You have to develop that product. You have to learn how to, like, see what we're, you have to be able to we have to actually be convinced about yourself. You have to know, like, of course, like he said, that there's one before you, there's one behind you. But when you stand in your own personal glory, you have to know and be convinced that you are the one that has to meet not only your expectation, but you have to fulfill everyone else's expectation. That's number one. Number two, are you going to manage yourself, or is someone else going to manage you? That's on your artist management. Think about that. But when you get into artist management, let me just back up on your own product development, who you are. That's part of educating yourself on the business, educating yourself on all the business practices of what you're putting yourself into, especially in the music industry. You need to educate yourself. Then you get into your management. How are you going to manage yourself? Is someone else going to manage you? How do you want to be managed? Then you sit down with those people. And number three, then you map out yourself a business plan. If you don't know how to do a business plan, Google is our friend. Go to Google and find out how to write a business plan. Or call somebody like me and get a good business plan together. You're always going to tweak it. You're always going to upgrade it all the time. But get that first outline of the business plan. I think it's like 11, 12 steps. And just answer those questions. And that's something that I keep a business plan. It's like my little personal planner, your business plan. How are you going to start? What you're going to do? There's a whole bunch of steps. If anyone needs that, I can email someone an outline. Then you need a marketing plan. How are you going to market yourself? And you're going to go over that marketing plan with those on your team that helps you with your product development, which was you. But those that are on your management team, whether it be you and a manager if you choose to have one, or an entertainment company like Hip Hop National or something like that, you need to develop a good marketing plan. Are you going after radio? Are you going to use Eventful? Are you going to use Food Ecology? Are you going to go on Craigslist? Start writing down a marketing plan. Next step, internet marketing. Reach out to the internet. The internet is one of the biggest and freest tools that we have. Get on the net. You can even Google up other plans of ways other artists and people are marketing. And just, there's something, there's actually a book out there called Guerrilla Marketing. Get that book. That's a great book. That book, Guerrilla Marketing, you can use it under any type of business plan. And you know about Guerrilla Marketing. Yeah, you can do Guerrilla Marketing. Same way someone else is doing it, you just subscribe to that same service and you do the same thing, make your colors a little brighter. What makes you stand out? Remember, you have to answer those questions, though. Why are you so great? You market yourself. Then you want to get into your distribution. How, you know, who's going to distribute you? How do you want your music to be distributed? Are you going to do it at Reverb Nation? Are you going to do it MySpace? Are you going to burn some CDs from the local burner? What are you going to do? I say do them all. I say do them all. Make sure you have your copyright, your sound scan, and all that done. But I say throw all your irons in the fire. Just make sure your music is protected. Make sure you have your, you know, I only have a couple more. Get a public relations team. Are you going to go to newspapers, magazines? Hip Hop National has a brand new online magazine out. You can reach out to them. Go to events. Get yourself out there. Tell people what you do. Get yourself some business cards. Start running your mouth about who you are. Muhammad Ali, I'm just going to say, he had a great mouth and he was able to back it up. Get yourself some public write-ups. There's lots of places you can get free write-ups about yourself. Just work on some good, you know, marketing strategies. And I think that's a good way to get yourself started.
All right, Miss Mia, you put it down. Shame on them if they missed it, because that was some great information. The good news is that you can always go back and re-listen to the show at www.hiphopnational.com. Before we go to break, let me turn it over to our visionary and founder to see what is on his mind. Poetic.
Thank you, Lady Di. I wanted to say similar tips are listed on Blog Talk tonight, what Mia had alluded to. If you've got missed what she said, come back to the show and definitely look at what we posted up there for you, because it's some similar tips to what she just said on creating a step-by-step plan. just wanted to let everybody know. And if we want to, later on, we can read them off. You're about to listen to Cry Wolf. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us.
Is coming your way soon, and you don't want to miss your opportunity to shine. Log on to www.hiphopnational.com and click on the banner. You will have to bring your A-game to join the elite champions of Jam It or Slam It. We look forward to hearing from you soon. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
Gospel, hip hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes, Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line. It is your girl, Lady Dot, alongside a dynamic cast. Miami Black has checked in along with Dante, Mia, Bruce, Poetic, myself, and Myra Morris is always somewhere in the background holding us down. If you haven't had a chance, get on to your computers, log on to www.hiphopnational.com where you can sign up for Jam of the Planet. You can check out the hottest magazine, This Side of Heaven, and of course, you can always hit the donate button to keep the movement moving. So we appreciate you joining us on This Side of 2012. We are talking about, you know, the game plan. We've talked about how to press that reset button this week and start this year off right. Forget about the past and look forward to your future. And, you know, now we're talking about how do you actually formulate this plan, the thing we're calling a game plan. For those of you who are just listening to the sweet sounds, that was K.O. with Cry Wolf before we jump back into the discussion. And just wanted to render some feedback. Mia, what did you think about the song? That was K.O. and Cry Wolf.
It was okay, but it didn't move me in a way for me to say, oh, I got to do something. It didn't really make me do that, I have to be honest. It sounded like something that it didn't catch my awareness to make me feel like I need to turn it up or anything. It sounded nice, but it wasn't like, it didn't catch me.
Okay. Bruce, that's fair. Bruce, what were your thoughts about the song?
My thoughts about what, Miss Lady Di?
The song, Cry Wolf, with K.O. that you just heard.
Oh, that. Well, it certainly had a, you know, an up-tempo beat. I frequent different establishments in Miami Beach, and in Miami Beach you can go from, you know, there, you can pretty go down four or five different places, whether you're on the sidewalk or inside, and, you know, more than likely you're going to hear that same, you know, beats per se. So again, it sounded okay, but like the nice lady just said, you know, hey, it didn't make me want to get up and turn it up. You know, again, it's like an act it's nothing too original about it. It's certainly good. It was obviously well produced and put together, but again, we could go on, you know, YouTube or any, you know, any place to download music, iMesh, and probably find 1,000 songs in about 2 minutes that sound just like that. So if that's your type of music, that's fine. But again, that's, you know, that's like a shooting star. Here today, gone tomorrow. It doesn't have any real, there's not a big message there. It's not really saying anything. It's not really reaching out to a large audience. So therefore, its shelf life, they already has limited their shelf life by, you know, but there's nothing wrong with that because there's a lot of people that like that and they'll buy it and they'll play it and they'll dance to it. But you know what? A week from now, something else just like it will come out and they'll go buy that. So again, it's one of those tapes or CDs that get bought, that just ends up in your closet collecting dust, you know?
Okay. All right. This is Lady Di, and you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
What's up, family? This your boy, Kofan. Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Request my single, Call Me, on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Yeah. I go by the name of Kofan. Kofan. That's my single right here. Call Me. Call Me. Check it out. Check it out.
Call me anytime, no matter where you are. Just pick up that phone and make that call. I've been waiting all morning, waiting all night. You're ready to go, ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
You are listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your girl, Lady Di, alongside Poetic, and of course, my remorse is always in the background holding us down. I am just going to say that I have enjoyed tonight's topic. It has been so refreshing. You know, I've always believed that timing is everything, and this is such a great time to talk about, you know, kind of reinventing yourself, if you will, and coming up with a plan that works. And, you know, I understand Dante has something that he would like to say, and so I want to yield the floor to you, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot, Lady Di, for welcoming me to the show. Yeah, I thought everything was interesting that the gentleman was speaking on, and I feel that there's, like, you know, always positive topics to speak about, and it caught my eye on the things that, you know, he was speaking about, you know, things that gotta change and things that people must know about, that certain issues that affect when somebody is doing something that's unjust. You know, I agree that everyone, you know, should be punished of, you know, for anything that they do out of order. And I always try to find a solution to a problem than to create a problem with a problem. And I wish that I could have caught more in the beginning, you know, to have more perspective on the topic. But from what I've heard from this show, everything's been good. And I also have a spiritual brother that's also a martial artist that would have loved to have more to show to speak on the topic if he could have caught the beginning. You actually had him before. His name is I call him Brother Dave, you know, because he's a spiritual brother to me and also as well as a master martial artist. And
okay. We're not talking about martial arts today. We're talking about...
Right.
I just want to make sure we stay on point because I have to keep our listeners are tuned in to how do I formulate a game plan and what steps should I take. So I just want to make sure. Yeah, very important.
I like that topic. Okay. How do I form a game plan? Okay.
I just wanted to stay on point. That's all. Lady Di, back to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me help Dante out because we have been talking tonight about really, how do you formulate your game plan and what steps should you take? Now, we've heard many different perspectives tonight, and this just simply is Hip Hop National Radio's 7 Steps to Success. Now, use our information like buffet. That means take the things that you like, and just like a buffet, you leave the things that you don't like or that are not applicable to you. But here's where we start off, our 7 Steps to Success. First, you have to clearly define and differentiate your brand as an artist. That's very important. Step 2, develop the content. Actually write the song, record it, mix it, master it, and you get the gist. You know, make it your own project. Step 3, go beyond prospects and consider the impact that your music will have on all audiences. I mean, you have to take in consideration your listeners, your peers, your family, friends, club goers, vendors, the media, industry, you know, you get the gist of that as well. Step four, establish measurable and meaningful objectives. Set short-term goals like generating leads and building sound relationships. And more importantly, set those long-term goals because you have to know where you're going and know that destination before you can take off. Step five, create a marketing strategy built on consistent content, integrated with social media, public relations, and, of course, we all know the power of networking. Step six, establish a means to a budget map. Map out the monies, how they will be spent. Make sure if you don't have it, you have an investor, you have people in a supportive realm that will support you in your ongoing effort. And most importantly, with step seven, determine your timeline that you have to conquer. Evaluate the task and responsibilities of each milestone. I always say start with the small wins because as you get small wins, those small wins turn into bigger wins. And that is how success is made. Now, as we kind of begin our wrap-up and descend into the weekend and wind down really well, I want us to touch on this, and I want to do our kind of, if you will, closing remarks and advice that we would leave to this Aspire artists that are listening and also our listening, our listening audience. So when you think about how do you formulate your game plan and what steps should you take, tell us your top five steps and what has really worked for you and been successful in your venture. And I'll start with you. Bruce, why don't you lead us off in this discussion?
Okay. Well, to start, that's the thing is that sometimes, and I know this is a little bit, you know, it's a little bit cliche, but there's truth in what I'm about to say, and I think that everyone that's listening to this, I believe they will agree, is that, you know what, sometimes, you know, whether you think you are or not, you are not always in control, and maybe what you're doing or what you're not doing is because that's not what God wants you to do. Now, I'm not going to get on the religious tip at all, but I will say this, is that, you know, sometimes, you know, like that's, you know, Jesus take the wheel, you know, whatever, you know, hey, sometimes there's only so much you can do as a person. You got to have faith. You got to have a higher power that you believe in other than yourself and certainly other than people around you, because I'm not a negative person. I'm just a realistic person. And that's where I've gotten to where I've got today, is because I'm in touch with reality. And reality is that people will let you down. Okay, so when people let you down or you think they're going to let you down or whatever, you got to have a backup plan. And the backup plan, always, where do you go back to get your juice back up? You're not a car. We don't run on gas. We're not an electronic. We don't run on electricity. No, you go back and pray and hope that, for Christ's sake, your faith will get you through this. And here's one other thing. You know, hey, if you got involved in something with some people and then it didn't work out, it's not that you did something wrong. Maybe you wasn't supposed to be there. Maybe that's not where God wanted. People come in and out of your life for a reason. It's not by coincidence, okay? And so I have made what I started out doing, what I'm doing right now, there's a connection. But even 2 years ago, if you told me now that I would be working as a manager for professional boxing under Don King, I would have no. My friends have told me my whole life, they're like, "How did you? What are you doing? What are you doing with Don King and his people?" Like, well, you know what? Everything that I've done is a stepping stone, and one business, one from being a physical therapist and a personal trainer and a martial artist to going into health club management, and then going into health club management to professional sports conditioning, and then going into professional fight promotion. Everything has, you know, everything led me to where I didn't just wake up one day and walk into what I'm doing. But this is my final word for everyone. And this is what works for me, and I know it's worked for everyone else. The only way you're going to get better, and the only way you're going to be at anybody, is that you have to make sure that you make it your business every day to make, to put yourself, physically, put yourself in the room and in the arena of people that are better than you. Because if you always want to be the man and be the top dog and be the guy that all the girls at, you know, again, goes back. You can never, you know, you're never going to have as much money as Donald Trump. You ain't never going to have as many women as Hugh Hefner. You ain't never going to have as many hit people under you as someone like Barry Gordy. So as long as you know that, that's okay. But, you know, but how are you ever going to get to be good unless you, there's an old saying in martial arts, okay? And it's real simple. There's the trained and the untrained. Which one are you, okay? So with that being said, everything that I've done and every area that I've moved up in or whatever is not because of all the good things I did. It's because all the screw-ups. I've done way more mess-ups than I have good, but it's the mess-ups that you learn from. Because if you always win and you never lose, you know, that'll, then what do you ever learn, okay? And one other thing to the young guys out there, pay the props and respect to the old school guys that you know, if you don't know who they are, you know, contact me. You know what? I could sit here for a week and talk about rap and hip-hop and never repeat the same thing twice. You know, you need to know, you know, don't look at always the Jay-Z and the Kanye West and the, all these people that are making millions. No. Go, they're successful because they did what they did. But you know where you would learn from? Go back 20 years, 30, 25 years, talk to the guys that are broke now, that don't have any money. You know, because see, back in the 80s, to all the young guys, if you wasn't with Russell Simmons or Rick Rubin under Def Jam Records, if you wasn't LL Cool J, Beastie Boys, Run DMC, or any of them people, hey, you got no record play. You didn't get played because Russell Simmons was a, him and Rick, they were visionaries. They started the very first rap. Everybody else that rapped on some other, you know, label that was not rapped on. Okay, so they go, look at all the rappers. Okay, so if you were with Def Jam, you were guaranteed a certain amount of success. Okay, but all the independent guys, I tell you the best, you know, go talk to Eric B. and Rakim. Go talk to Houdini, Dougie Fresh. Talk to, you know, three times, so KRS-One. These people, these guys, got they know way more about the game, about the business than everybody. The one thing they did, one thing that made those guys better than a lot of these guys now, and it's about that, you know what, back then there was no internet. These guys hustled their music, and that's what I'm saying to you, everybody out there listening to me. You got to beat the streets. Yes, the internet has made people millions of dollars. People are now billionaires sitting at home. And you've got the convenience, like the lady said, yeah, use the internet as a tool, but don't rely on it as your only tool. You know, technology is making people ignorant. People don't even know how to use handwriting anymore because all they do is text message and instant message. Back in those 80s, there was no YouTube. There was no internet. And for rap, the very first rap video that ever got put on MTV was from Run DMC, and that didn't happen until the mid-80s, until, you know, BET came along. So the first, Solar Records with Shalamar, they had to boycott MTV in 1982 just to get Michael Jackson put on MTV. Michael Jackson was the first black artist put on MTV. Shalamar was the second, okay, because...
Hey, Bruce. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut it short. We're getting ready to wind down. If I don't do it, dude, what we're going to do is we're going to bring you back on because, really, you got a history. You're definitely a history buff, and people would love to hear that. But tonight, I have to also give back the controls to Lady Di. Love it. Believe me, man. Believe me. We really do. Lady Di, you now have the floor.
Okay. Nia, I wanted to give you an opportunity just to give your closing remarks as we begin our descend and our wind downing into the weekend. Again, we appreciate you being on the show. Do you have closing remarks about tonight's topic?
I just really want to tell everyone out there, you know, don't think where you are is where you're going to end up all the time. I started in front of the camera, but then when I realized I was able to help people more with my knowledge, I stepped behind and I was able to be more success helping people behind. So just, you know, you may have a vision right now, but be open to what God has in store for you. And always, you know, listen to that inner voice. If something says don't step into that room or don't go into that meeting, don't do it. Or, you know, just take a minute and take a breath before you step into certain situations, because this game can be real nasty or it can be real beautiful. But you have to really listen to your inner voice and stay prayed up and listen to that voice of God inside you before you do anything, and try to have a plan. And don't be afraid to rework your plan. It's all in God's hands.
Well, thank you. Miami Black, what do you have for the people, sir?
Just be true to yourself. Be true to your craft. You know, a lot of people are called, but very few are chosen. And, you know, individuals know what it is that they are destined to do. And sometimes that's not what you want to do. But, you know, you have to follow your destiny. And you have to stay true to yourself. I mean, it's okay to do music as a hobby, but everybody is not going to make it to the top. So just be true to yourself and do what you love doing.
All right. Thank you for that, sir. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Be confident and continue with perseverance and, you know, staying motivated, self-assured, and enlightened. And I see that success will come a lot, you know, it'll come sooner, you know, reaching your goal. So,
all right. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you stop by and play with us. Poetic, your closing thoughts, sir?
Absolutely. I tell you, do your market research. If you're an aspiring artist, as Bruce was saying earlier, look back into your history. Look at some of those people. And I'm telling you, look at case studies of how others in this business have made it.
Definitely do your research. Do a case study on an artist that you admire in this business. See how you can formulate their plan into yours and see and reach for the stars. And when you reach for the stars, definitely bless your movement with blessings. Don't have negative connotations saying you can't do something. Be sure that you believe that you can. Go for it, and don't let no one stop you. Lady Di, back to you.
I want to make sure that we have not been remiss and forgetting anyone, because I know some people were falling in and offline. Did we cover everybody that was on tonight on the channel?
Yes, we do. Everybody that's who's still here, yes.
All right. So, ladies and gents, we are about to put another segment in the history book.
Thank you, Lady Di. I want to say this to everybody. If you guys are interested in getting your music played here on Hip Hop National Radio, go to hiphopnational.com/JAMIT. That's hiphopnational.com/JAMIT. This is where you say it, we play it. It's the On Request Hour. That's right. And by special request, we have Jay Wonder coming up with This Town.
The chemistry. Yeah. Jay Wonder. Cynthia. Let's go. Marvel Comics Stan Lee Flow. feeling the heat though. Telling I'm kicking it up, I'm Bruce Lee though. I'm still sliding it down with no speed slow. Live my life, he don't. Fast lane, he slow. When they play me in the club, you should go low. Girls holding on to me like a strip pole. When I get up on the track, man, I spit gold. Man, my flow is so hot that I can see the globe. If I'm on the track, man, I might snap. Fans listening to me, call it phone tap. They wanna get up out their seat when I start a rap. Haters say they wanna hate cause I'm making stacks. No, I'm not Fat Joe, but I'm leaning back. When they talking Jay Wonder, they remember that. Man, he put the city on his back. So that way, if he fall, he crowd surfing the map.
You know we got the street on lockdown, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, we running this town. We running it down. Yeah. We running
let
it down. We got the street on lockdown. Street on lockdown. Street on lockdown. We on top now. Street on lockdown. Street on lockdown. We on top now. We running it down.
All I rap about doing my damn thing. These other rappers out here say the same thing. So I run it all so I can change it bigger. Cause you know when you die you can't take it with you. Stacking the money so I can spend it with you. Mr. Wonder need it now, the game is injured. The girls gon' ride, they knowin' I'm a winner. Jay Wonder smiling so he could take a picture. Take a ride, not a tripper in the game. Getting paid, spend it all on my mother. When we go shopping, I tell her pick some. Cause she was with me when nobody wanted to listen. Lyrically, I'm a killer, they written the bars. I'm taking the rappers, they building. Can't touch. The haters went down, and that's when I went up.
You know we got the street on lockdown, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, we running this town.
Yeah.
We running this town. Yeah. We running this town.
You know we got
the
street on lockdown,
street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, street on lockdown, street on lockdown. We on top now, we running it down.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Oh.
All right, guys, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio just now. You just heard Open Up My Heart with by Kay Harris, and just before that, it was Jay Wanda with This Town. You definitely got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National. If you want to get involved with this program, call 213-559-2995. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to clear that up and answer that for you on how you can get involved with the On Request program. That's what we do here at the Hip Hop National. We connect the dots between you and the industry. We are trying to make it possible for you to take your project to the next level. All you have to do is call 213-559. Give us your curious question, and we'll be glad to help you. And just to let everybody know, this is the place to be on a Friday night, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We are on 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we definitely have this place for you in the marketplace to help you get connected with some major, major people in this business. If you don't know, now you know, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Definitely taking the music business to the next level. All we need is your support by you calling in to 213-559-2995. See you on the other side. Let's take a short break.
It's a new year. Time to upgrade your car, truck, or SUV with the very best audio, video, and security equipment. It's time to take your ride to Sound Depot Air Performance in Gainesville. Right now, Sound Depot has hot deals on everything. Check this out. Get two Mivis 12 with a ported box, 500-watt amp, and wiring kit for just $399. $399. 7-inch in-dash DVD players start as low as $299.99. Did you hear that? $299.99. Got an iPod? Play it directly from your car speakers for only $89.99. That's not all. Ride in style on 20-inch chrome wheels and tires, starting at $12.49. Upgrade to 22 for $14.99. Sound Depot and Performance does it all. Need window tint? Sound Depot's got you. Want satellite radio? Sound Depot's got you. Want a remote start system so your car's warm in the winter and chill in the summer? The Sound Depot specialists have got that too. Sound Depot and Performance, 1931 North Main Street, Gainesville, next to Jiffy Lube. Call 374-7700.
Sound Depot and Performance.
Your ride is our pride.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. Jammin' or Slammin' is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
You get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hey, this is E. Walter Smith, founder of the Tenderness Campaign. And when I want to find out what's hot in hip-hop and the business of music, I log on to Hip Hop National Radio to get the latest from the Dream Team, Myra Morris, Poetic, Lady Di, Pebbles, and the Hookup Man, Sean D.
Fill me, Lord, fill me.
I'm tired of the emptiness.
All right, you got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. I cannot just keep on going when I see hands come calling in saying they want to request a song. I'm going to go to 615-586. That's 615-586. Do you have a special request that we can play right here on Hip Hop National Radio, or do you have a question for me?
Yes,
you know
I'd like to request. Yes, I'd like to request No More Holding Back by Apostle Cass.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. We got Apostle Cass coming up with No More.
Now, you know, sometimes in your life, you go through things. These things seem difficult at times. You struggle. You have trials and tribulations. But one thing I know for sure, you have to always keep your faith in God. Because through Christ, all things are possible. And that's real. See, I got a lot of friends who go through things. I go through a lot of things. And I had to give them encouragement like they gave me encouragement. To always keep your faith in God. Because through God, there's power and strength. Don't let the devil steal your joy. You got to keep your head up, head high. And remember, think big. Believe in God, yo. I'm thinking about the blood, sweat, and tears of 7,000 years. With fears and fears, my life scraping like years. Journey to the scene and visiting the crucifix with Jesus laid across the cross. He paid the cost for all of our nonsense. It's time to represent, kid. I'm tired of pain in my brain with mirror images of grimaces. This foolishness has got to cease. See, I can't trust my homies on the app. They got the mark of the beast. Schizophrenic thoughts of being caught up in the web of the rapture. That's Revelation's final chapter. Darkness lurks, visions of a hearse. Constant deception, the devil's at work. Sin the demons after me, and yo, they scheming to conspire. But I ain't scared, cause all them demons gonna burn in the fire. The aftermath of the wrath of Jehovah. This controversy is over. Live my life right. I had a vision last night, but show me live my life for Christ precise. When I think about my life and all that I'm doing, for someone heavenly dreams, it's not what I'm used to doing. But hey, life chances in many circumstances enhances the sons of Satan, steady romance in them glances of living my life. Similar to Satan, I'm hating, relating, debating my choices with Satan. I had a talk the other day with a preacher who looked
that says, son, you living your life on, you're gonna wind up dead. I'm scared, I'm paranoid, I'm thinking about my faith in the Lord. Abhorred by the other side, I'ma keep my faith in the Lord. I wish all of the tears stretched all over the years, but steady fall to the ground, draped all over my fears. All of the tears stretched all over the years, but steady fall to the ground, draped all over my fears.
Didn't he put me up like a fishing hook?
closer to the man, be relationship. He gon' hold you tight with his nice grip. I hope you hearing me. People, can't you see? Anything possible, look at G2G. We the new band, walking hand in hand. People understand, you're closer to the man. He gon' change your life, make it all bright. When you're down and left, he gon' pull you right. People, get together, we gotta join as one. Read another testament, the story just begun. I'm in a family, I'm another son. You're closer to the king, you could drop the gun. He gon' fight your battles and your tribulations. The only time you fight is with the temptations. I'm trying to tell you, get
closer to my king. Ooh, hey. That's where I wanna be.
All right, that was your boy Zay, Closer to My King. I got to say that you got to respect the gospel grind. Those guys are getting it in. They're really getting it in right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Where else can you get such a mix? And just before him, you heard Apostle Kev with No More and Timberland with Feel Me. Keep it locked right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We got more. More to come, so keep it live.
What up, it's your boy Quote, reminding you from the best tips and advice on the music business. Don't forget to tune into HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
Quote me, don't love me tonight.
I know what you got, baby.
Maybach music.
Shawty sexy as she wanna be. Say she got a man, but her eyes say she wanted me. Shaking that in front of me. Ain't no point playing, I could take it where you wanna be. Baby boy the man, and I never been a wannabe. On the California beach, party out in Malibu. Whole nother tax bracket, $1 million attitude. Crib, I could bowl in. Women, I control them. Lot of money in hell, hundreds, I could blow them.
Standing over there, girl.
This is your record.
Looking so remarkable. Got every woman in the club looking real uncomfortable. Yeah. Said she had a man, but I ain't give a damn. I just wanna get with you, girl. Said she wanted me, didn't wanna leave. Felt the same way about her.
producer extraordinaire, Mega the Man, giving a shout out to Hip Hop National Radio, where you find out all the works of how hip hop moves. Get with the movement and tune in to Hip Hop National.
Man, I give a lie. Man, I give a lie. Man, I give a lie. On my way to the top, I give a lie. Lie, lie, lie.
Man, I give a lie. Man, I give a lie. Man, I give a lie.
I give a lie. On my way to the top. On my way to the top. On my way to the top, I give a lie. Lie, lie.
Man, I give a lie. Man, I give a lie. Man, I give a lie.
I gave a lie. Of attention to my block, attention to the guap, so pay attention cause I'm hot, man, I'm locked. I'm aiming for that number one spot, and I won't stop till I reach that on top. What you know about a sacrifice? What you know about letting go for about half the price? It's called rolling the dice, in this game called life. Too many so-called thugs ain't even willing to pay that price. So I feel like I gotta come through and just handle this, cause I'm the crucifixion, now that big brass hammer hit, that's going with these bubblegum rappers to the coffin. Cause my flow stone cold like it's Steve Austin. Pockets green like Boston. Family and friends will never pay for nothing. That makes sense. Cause sense make dollars and the dollars make a better life.
Man, I give a lot. Man, I give a lot. Man, I give a lot. On my way to the top, I give a lot. Lot, lot.
Man, I gave a lot. On my way to the top, on my way to the top, on my way to the top, I gave a lot, lot, lot.
Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. Man, I give a lie.
I give a lie, lie. And to a dude like me, that means better green and better white. You couldn't tell me nothing, man, cause I was seeing with my cheddar light. That mozzarella in my cheddar white. But I didn't understand, so I made a stand. Then I made a plan. Started recognizing myself becoming the man. Started telling evil thoughts to flee me and scram. Then I picked up the mic, laid down the grand. Started kicking it like John Carl Van Damme. They took one of my cousins to tell me the truth. He said, look you in the mirror for what you need to do. And I was tired of the fiends looking like Beetlejuice. So now my words break the skin like the needle do. Man, I'm toting this rock and I'ma lead them through. Whoever stuck with me, it's time for the world to see the truth. Blood, sweat, and tear, fight, dog, nail it too.
Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. On my way to the top, I gave a lot. Lot, lot. Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot.
Man, I gave a lot. On my way to the top. On my way to the top. On my way to the top, I gave a lot. Lot, lot.
Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot.
I gave a lot. Of my thoughts, I've been stressing over my man who was taken by forceful aggression. Now it got me sitting here counting my blessings, but at the same time recollecting my lessons. Now I gotta flee from the weapon, cause it's no longer a tool that was used solely for protection. Now I heard a voice there, make a U-turn. So I U-turn, homeboy, and change my direction. Yes, I did, and I was headed for death and destruction. But now I'm on the road to good life and perfection. Man, I swear to G, in order to get my man back, I would have pounded on his chest till my hands cracked. Just to get that pulse, I knew I'd never understand why he had to take my boy. So I just let it slide for now, ride for now. Hit my L, pull my liquor out to calm my conscience down.
Damn, damn, damn. Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. On my way to the top, I gave a lot.
Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. On my way to the top, I gave a lot. Lot, lot,
man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot.
I gave a lot.
Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot. Man, I gave a lot.
I gave a lot. Lot, lot.
Yo, what's good, everyone? It's your boy, OG, representing San Diego, California. Make sure to request my song, Trying to Get My Phase on HipHopNationalRadio.com.
Get my phase on, trying to get my phase on.
know I'm trying to get my fade on. Ha, you know I'm trying to have fun. Where the bottles at? Cause you know I'ma get me some. I hit the club, wander around, and grab a drink and never put it down. Take some chugs and shots all night. Now let me hear you say, cause you're trying to get your fade right. Trying to get my fades on. 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 All right, let's do this. Grab a 40 juice with some damn Bacardi. Parrot Bay females get naughty. Drinking MD 2020. Let's go out and have a party. Ladies getting down and dirty. Patron, Hennessy, Captain Morgan, shots on me. Trying to get my fades on. 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 Now going crunk, you'll never lose. Pounding shots and pounding brews. Picking it and never hated. Doing my thing, now let's get faded. Throw a party, throw a kickback. Newcastle, Blue Moon, that's a fact. Find the females with big asses. Now let's drink and raise the glasses. Trying to get my fades on. 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 Malibu, hypnotic, Jack Daniels. Let's get on it. Doing what we do the best. Getting messed up with the rest. Let's get CrossFit and grab a swisher. 24 seconds like Derek Fisher. Gotta have fun like it's your last day. So let's get crazy while I just say.